Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay my feet.
DJ Moore telling you what he needs to tell the people. They're his feet, but it was Philly's turf, just saying. Thanks to everybody who was a part of this one. Mason Crosby, Adam Hogue, Kevin Fishbane. Thanks to Mark Grody for continuing to report even after Mason Crosby was not on our show anymore. Thanks to Marshall Harris for just bringing it. Thanks to Ray Diaz. Thanks to Grant Leader for helping out today. Thanks to Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis on this very fun Friday where we get to see what happens on what should be a fantastic weekend of football. And now it is time to bring in Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. Hey, guys.
Hello, Layla. Seriously, the slate for this weekend's National Football League games is outrageous. And oh, by the way, Conference Championship Saturday is outrageous. Good thing it's going to be cold so we can all stay inside all damn weekend long.
Hey. That conference championship thing begins tonight. That's why I'm wearing my sweatshirt.
Go Mean Green.
You better all be cheering for North Texas. I don't want to hear any of this Tulane business. I've already gotten a message from one Jason Bernstein.
Wow.
Talking noise.
That's outstanding. Matt Forte would have brought up some noise yesterday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, if we would have brought it up to him, he would have said something as well.
He would have.
And Jason Leisure, right? Another Tulane guy. You're surrounded.
You fancy Fancersons over there at your private school in New Orleans and whatnot.
Wow.
Y'all are about to beat the people's team, the Mean Green.
I thought North,
we lost our coach first.
North Texas is just a music school, Layla. Come on.
Well, it is an incredible music school.
Really good music
but
school.
But it also has a hell of a journalism school and quite a few other things.
And apparently a football powerhouse on the come.
Every now and then.
By the way, how old is Matt Forte?
He's 39.
Okay. I do believe that when he told you guys that he wants to, I listened, it was great stuff yesterday, guys, in the performance studio, Matt Forte talking about his book, but he did say that he wants to get back out there. I know how, I wasn't here yesterday, but I've seen Matt Forte out at Bears practices. The man is massive. I truly think that was a test balloon he was throwing out into the air yesterday.
He could play.
He wants to play.
100%.
Look, if they're going to just stick Roschon Johnson on special teams, there's room for one more guy to get a run in that backfield.
If you're going to have run lanes that big.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, hey,
put Travis Homer in.
Roschon's got four offensive snaps this year.
Not yet. I wish those had gone to Matt Forte. I'll be honest. Seriously.
Like, no one would argue with you.
If you offered me either a Matt Forte carry right now or a Roschon Johnson carry, that's an easy one.
Yeah, I'm going Forte, too. You know, he can block, too. He's a good block. Matt Forte was a good blocker.
And he's
hell of a receiver.
Catching the ball.
Everything. Very good receiver.
He's a perfect fit for this offense.
Oh, my God. He would be, like, there would be no Swift and Manun guy getting carries if Matt Forte. Let's be real about it.
There was a moment yesterday where I felt like, and this has happened several times with Matt, where like I'm like, oh my God, I understand the run game better than I ever have before in my life. Like that's happened a few different times. And yesterday when he talked about how when you have the trust in your offensive line and you're working together and you've got it dialed in the way the Bears do, you're looking second level confidently before you even get there because you know your guys are going to take care of business. He said that's how you get 10 plus. You're reading linebackers instead of bothering to look at the D-line. And I was like, oh, I get it. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
And
but
guess
also
what?
Accurate.
Guess what? Guess what? If you're, you know, we compliment him for not dancing around as much this year. You don't have to do that dance when the holes open up like that. You don't have to improvise when your offensive linemen are showing you exactly where to run and how to do it. So while he probably is more focused on being more direct, because there's no doubt that they had to tell DeAndre Swift that, think about what he is doing with this offensive line relative to last year.
Layla, when you're winning the line of scrimmage the way the Bears are, when running backs are not seeing contact until 3 or 4 yards down the field, your run game is doing something.
It hits me in the feels. It's brings me back to a simpler time, one that inspired both Matt Forte and myself.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you about that. He told us an off-air story about Earl Campbell was incredible. He told us an on-air story about Earl Campbell that was incredible, too. That his dad played against Earl Campbell
in high school.
Oh, really, my awesome. God. That's amazing. Yeah. I guess so, right? Because that would have lined up based on where Earl went to school. And Earl went to Tyler. Earl. And, that would make it make sense.
Yeah, the off-air one was about Earl running into a brick wall.
They had pushed him into a wall and thought he was finished.
Yeah, they shoved him into a brick wall on purpose on a carry in the first half. And he, like, went to the locker room. And they were all saying, like, oh, man, we got this game. We got this. And in the second half, they went 3 and out. And then as they were punting, Earl was running out of the locker room. And they're like, oh, well, we're screwed again.
And he went for 230 in the second half.
Yeah, yeah. Quintessential Earl Campbell.
Who's the Earl Campbell comp? Like, as time goes on, I'm thinking about.
You mean, like, now?
Well, now.
Derrick Henry would probably be it now.
That's pretty good.
Not big enough.
I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Earl runs in a straight line no matter who's there.
And fast.
Like, oh, but fast. Like, that's the thing. Like, I was watching the night that Earl Campbell went 81 yards on his 28th carry of the game.
And
on Monday Night Football to end up with a $199 and 4 touchdowns. I remember watching, and that set the standard for, like, okay, that's what I would like every running back to look at. I was talking about that with Matt, and he said, yeah, I love big guys who are fast like that. He said, you remember Steven Jackson on Washington?
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, like when he was in his prime.
He was just like a beast.
A beast who could also run.
Dominique Foxworth told a story this week saying that the two times that he, like, really got hurt tackling someone up high was Steven Jackson. He said that it was like putting your arm in a lawnmower.
So that's why, Groats, when you ask for the modern comp, like, I'm thinking of somebody who was just that big and beastly and that fast. I mean, that's what Bo was.
Bo Jackson, that's a pretty good one,
that's
right there.
That's what Herschel Walker looked like.
Herschel
was just...
Ricky? You know?
Yeah, Ricky.
Yeah, those are deadly weapons, man. Power and speed.
Yes, when you're that big and that fast. And Henry isn't necessarily that thick top, but he's...
No. Are you serious?
Oh, no, Derrick Henry.
Henry's a grown-ass
like
man.
He's like 6'2"?
I don't know. I always felt like Earl Campbell was like
the
thing.
Derrick Henry's 6'4", 260.
Earl was just big, like, all around. And I'm not saying that to negate his body, but
he was the thing.
Yeah, and the pad level that which he ran with for his size was also cool. I'm sure
6'3", 252. Enjoy tackling King Henry.
Okay.
Who keeps going
people,
up?
I mean, he stiff arms people. It will.
He's basically a tight end that
plays running back.
Yeah.
And he just, I tell you who's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Jahmyr Gibbs.
Are we ready to say that?
It's a little early.
I don't think it's early.
The trajectory means it doesn't matter if it's early or not. That's what you're calling out as a trajectory.
And here's why. Just eye test. He is now one behind the lead for multiple rushing touchdowns in a game. He's already had 45 of them.
For his career?
Yes.
How many years now?
Is this year 5?
I think this is year 4.
Or year 4.
My feet.
That's crazy. If he's already there and it's only year 4. I thought it was year 5, but it might be year 4.
What?
Yeah, because he got him when they drafted him. Yeah, no, this year 4 sounds right. That's crazy.
It's really wild. And watching him play last night, like, that guy is...
he can do anything.
He is a problem.
Did you see the one where he just made the guy fall down?
Teron Bland, right?
I was watching, and like, I'm out, and I'm watching, and I see it, and I was like, did he just make that guy fall down with that spin cut, whatever you want to call it? And that's the thing. He's just doing stuff. He looked like he was dancing at times last night.
Yeah, and to your point, Lawrence, like, the numbers over the last seven games, the things he's done, like, he has a 100-plus receiving yard game. He has a 200-plus rushing yard game. This is all over the last seven games. He has a 10-catch game. He has three different three-touchdown games in the last seven games.
Is he going to be first team over Jonathan Taylor?
It's a good
Bijan Robinson.
That's a
in
really
there.
Great them, question.
Right? Let's take two of them, right?
Yeah, so
Bijan, two of those three.
Yeah,
Bijan.
I think Jameer will be.
He's averaging 5.5 yards per carry for a career.
You know, a friend of mine.
Okay, you got me there. That projection career? that works.
A friend of mine made a great point last night via text. He was like, you know, the Bears being good makes every other game matter more and more interesting.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That game last night.
Oh, dude, that game last night, some of these other games in the NFC over the weekend, you're like, man, this kind of matters. Like, if, God forbid, the Bears lose a few here, then who do they have, you know, tiebreakers over, et cetera. But, like, and all, you just want to see, all right, if we're as good as Philly at their place, then are we as good as Buffalo? Let's watch them and think if we're as good. You know what I mean? Like, every other game has, like, an added urgency and relevance.
That's why, even though most people are like I said yesterday, I would sign up for the split, like, today. I would just sign up with the Green Bay split, like, not knowing what's going to happen,
weak.
Rather than take your chances.
Just weak and soft.
Well, okay, call it what you will, but the split gets you in position to be in a position where you can win the division, do some other things. If you take your chances, if they lose, it's not a big deal because you still got them at your place. But if they were to go to Lambeau Field and get a dub, that NFC number one seed becomes so real.
Well,
it becomes so real.
And won't we be? I mean, people will be talking about the Bears as a Super Bowl contender.
Yes,
that's what
absolutely.
Will happen if the Bears are to beat.
And
Packers.
Don't let Caleb play well. Don't let that happen.
Oh yeah, not Caleb.
I am concerned about the inverse. I'm concerned about a Packers loss with Caleb not playing well and what that does. Because I feel like, and I was talking with Speaks about this, I feel like Ben has become the center of the Bears universe, and that's a great thing.
Yes.
Like, that's a great thing for Caleb, where if he doesn't play well and they lose.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. He goes back to being the center of the Bears universe in the worst possible way.
Yeah, he throws another one of those defensive lineman picks in this game that I don't know that he recovers from it.
Does he go back to being the center of the Bears universe? That's an interesting way of phrasing it, because I think Ben has done an amazing job of recentering the conversation on coaching and, like, team as a whole rather than quarterback. And I've enjoyed that.
It's great. I mean, it's the thing that you were talking about last year, the concept of, like, the Godhead.
Yeah.
But I think it's him being the public face of the Bears. It takes a lot of pressure off of a kid that had the pressure of the world on him last year when he had terrible coaching and a bunch of bad teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got really good teammates that are doing a great job of elevating him. And I think that people are still wondering when's the point when he elevates them outside of fourth quarter heroics that we have seen him do game and game again. I am looking forward to seeing the chess match. I want to see how he plays, what the choices are that are made. But yeah, Ben is kind of taken over as this team's face. And for now, I think that's a really positive step for Caleb.
I'm with you on that. It's just the ultimate knowledge of when we start talking about, oh, they win this game, or as I just said, number one seed, which obviously you only need 2 wins to get to the Super Bowl. The bottom line is you got a tick-tock on Caleb, because you know going into the playoffs, whether you're the one seed or the seven seed, if Caleb doesn't play well, they can't advance and advance and advance. It's just the way it goes in the NFL.
And I promise you that I don't know this for a fact, but it cannot sit well with Caleb that although I believe he's into winning, he wants to win, winning is the most important thing, it can't sit well with him that he's hearing these things about the Bears' identity being a running team, that's what it's about. And you don't have to do all that stuff, because Caleb still wants to be all the things that we want him to be.
And Mark, that emotional and psychological maturity has to happen, and I think it's actually happening. I give him credit for being okay with what they are. They're winning games, and it does make his life easier. He did take your ego out of it a little bit. You can. You have to.
No, I'm saying you can't say it. You're right. What I'm saying is you're right.
Yeah.
If you're Caleb, you can't say anything. You have to be like, this is great. But I'm saying, if we're talking about a psychological profile here, Speaks, he is a human being. We all would probably feel that way. He wants to be more a part of why the Bears are winning. Why wouldn't he want that?
I know, but that's a big part of Ben's job, is kind of helping this kid grow and mature and develop and not be a hero. We saw it in specific games. Who was the New Orleans kid? Rattler. When it was him and Spencer Rattler. We saw their egos running amok.
And it was terrible.
In that game,
it was made for bad football.
It was bad football, and you know it. And it was inefficient offense. It wasn't what you're supposed to do. And Caleb doesn't play like that anymore. Like this year, he hasn't played like that.
It's there, though.
I know, but it's crazy. I live in fear of it coming back.
Well, I don't. I'd like to eventually see it. Like, still, like I haven't.
Only when necessary. You heard Xavier McKinney praise him for exactly that. He's not extending plays when he doesn't have to anymore. He's trusting just that it'll happen.
And maybe this is a different question, Speaks. Is like, don't you think eventually you still want to see that? Or do you think that it's just, we'll trust Ben? Like, whatever you see, if it's running the hell out of the ball and he's a manager for the next 5 years or whatever you want to say? Are we okay with that?
You only want to see it when it's necessary and it's natural. And then he's got it. Like, it's just, think about the way Kyle Manungai said that Eric Bieniemy tells him, don't look for the home run ball. Let the home run ball find you. As Caleb, don't look to create those out of nothing. But when you need to, know that you can. And that's the way I want to see it.
Just run the offence.
But what about Christian Okoye?
Yeah, 100%. Run the offence.
You're the point guard. Run the offence.
Nigerian nightmare?
Yeah, the Nigerian nightmare. Oh, is Christian he a good Okoye. Cop for Earl Campbell? Large
yes,
man.
But
Steve
not,
Atwater agrees.
But, not as
but,
fast.
But didn't play as long.
And not as fast.
Yeah.
By the way, Jahmyr Gibbs has played 45 games. He has 47 touchdowns.
That's crazy work.
Point. Lawrence, I think between now or from the beginning of transition to now, you have made your point.
Yeah, I'm with you.
First ballot Hall of Famer, Jahmyr Gibbs.
It was the 5.5 per carry for the career that got me.
In a career? Speaking of the Hall of Fame, by this time on Monday, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens could be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
They are two of the 8 players up on the Contemporary Baseball Era Player Ballot. There's 16 voters. That's all. You get 75% of those people voting for you, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Do we know the voters?
12 of 16. Yes, we do. Juan Marichal, Tony Perez, Ozzie Smith, Alan Trammell, Robin Yount. A couple of media folks, Tyler Kepner, Jason Stark, and some other people.
There's a lot of old schoolers in there.
Matt Spiegel.
It should be. Bonds, Clemens, Carlos Delgado, Jeff Kent, Don Mattingly, Gary Sheffield, Fernando Valenzuela, and the guy I think is getting in, Dale Murphy.
Oh, man.
Dale Murphy's definitely getting in.
Preemptive congratulations to Pat Manley, whose favorite ball player growing up was Dale Murphy.
I hated Dale Murphy growing up because he was so good.
TBS superstar.
I think he's
Superstation superstar.
Yeah, man. Yep.
But those old school voters you talked about, the guys who played in the 80s, I don't think they're letting Bonds and
Trammell. Trammell and Yount?
Yeah.
Tony Perez?
Yeah, Ozzie Smith?
Maybe
I don't think so.
But that's why somebody's got to get in, so congrats to Dale Murphy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Here's what we have planned for you today. Dan Weeder is going to join us at 5 o'clock. That's going to be fun. Olin Krutz is going to join us at 4. Spice Adams is going to join us at 3. We are also going to have some conversation about the winter meetings and The Cubs needed to show some urgency. That is on the list of things.
Let's go.
Why is Micah or Michael disrespected up in Green Bay?
Are we will sure? talk about. Are we sure that he is? Is he sure that he is?
I don't think.
He's confusing.
It feels like I'm one of you. One of us. Like, that's what it feels like.
I was born with Green Bay in my blood.
Yes, when they gave me this extension with a whole lot of money. We are actually going to start the show debating a debate that happened on this very show right here.
I love when you guys debate debates.
We got a little bit of taste of it between you two guys. We are going to talk about the concept of moral victories. Are we done with moral victories in Green Bay?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.